35 years ago, I was just a boy who had a vision. One that started with nothing but a dream that grew into a fashion company, now changing lives, including my own. As a kid, I remember remodeling my grandparents' home, always wishing I would give them more beauty and design aesthetics, the kind I envisioned in my own mind. Dreaming came natural to me. It was my escape, my safe place, but was also, it was fashion, even when I didn't know it yet. My mom, who was just 14 years apart from me, used to get me and take me to get custom clothing. I would get custom suits as a kid, as well as always would look forward to my custom coats. I didn't realize it then, but those experiences planted seeds in my life. Later, I sat with my great-grandmother, who happened to raise me because mom was so young, and also my grandmother, who's in the audience as well, raised me as well. We would watch stories like Bold and the Beautiful that played in the background, which inspired me. Smelling KFC fried chicken and biscuits. This was my favorite back then for all who knows in my family. She would sew drapes and dresses just for the joy of it. I watched her, fascinated by the little that she had. A quiet fire was lit in me. I wanted to create too, but I was scared. I was scared because, you know, fashion and sewing was a stigma, and it was a fear that held me back for a long time in my life. So I tried to follow the safe path. I studied to become a physician assistant. My goal was always to define all odds, because I refused to be a product of my environment. I was sure I'd be a doctor one day. You couldn't tell me I wasn't. So then I went into nursing, but something didn't fit. My professors saw it before I did. One day they told me, you should pursue your passion and not a paycheck. That changed everything. In 2011, Different Regard was born. With less than $10,000, me and my partner made an investment that changed our lives forever. What started as several stories that me and my partner Dominic would tell year after year while he left the Navy turned into a business. A side project which later became my salvation. See, living with narcolepsy made it hard to hold down a traditional job, but I could still create. Designing clothing became more than a career to me. It became my therapy, my healing, a way to transform my trauma into something so beautiful. Today, the Different Regard brand, we serve so many people throughout the DMV area. We are considered a small batch manufacturing company with 3 operating locations, 1 at BWI Airport, 1 in Mount Vernon, and 1 in downtown Baltimore. My mom, who's now just in her 50s, helped run my BWI location. We now are fortunate to create garments for all walks of life. Suiting, gowns, aprons, athleisure, partnerships with hotels, the list go on and on and on. I'm so grateful for my team. We have designed clothes for so many political figures throughout the DMV area and celebrities as well. But it's not that which just makes me happy. It's the fact that I'm able to live out my dream that I once, it was just so clouded, and now it has become so clear. Now I'm teaching youth the trade of fashion design through my philanthropy. I'm sharing everything I've learned so they can dream even bigger than I did. We are now finally seeking investments and expanding our location bigger than ever. This is my dream, fully alive, and I'm just honored that the BMI gave me the opportunity to share this with you.